The Dead Pair Podcast is brought to you by Elite Shotgun.
They stand behind
and
you.
And is fueled by Fiocchi.
Welcome to the Dead Pair Podcast. Coming in hot with everything you want to hear about sporting clays.
Ben Hathaway.
Each short Hawaiian person would have to fight 14 kangaroos.
Let's get Anthony on the phone.
You're making a big mistake, okay?
Yeah.
We're talking Gianna Santo tonight.
Well, I have something, but I don't know how much everyone's going to like it.
I was not ready for that.
With your hosts, Jason Rambo.
You just didn't want my wife to edit something else you did.
And Sean Alley.
Got to keep it PG-13, man. No.
Often imitated, but never duplicated. It's the Dead Pair Podcast.
The Dead Pair.
And now, it's showtime.
What's up, Mr. Large in the Charge?
Jason Rambo. How we doing, buddy?
Doing good. Welcome back, everybody. Sean, the weather's has broke. The sunshine is out. Tell me you're busting clays.
I will be. Right now, I'm shackled to the shop. Spring pushes here, and we're just busy, busy, busy. But I am going to make some time to get out and shoot. Because the last shoot I went to, I shot like crap. So I got to get out there and get the gun moving again. It's just dealing with a lot of rain and stuff here recently. We finally got some nice weather this week. And I think from here on out, we'll be in much better shape. How about you, man? Things getting hot down there?
Oh, yeah. Well, not hot. Just really nice weather right now. Of course, I'm getting ready to head back up to Ohio. I'll be there for a while before I come back down. So,
yeah.
Hey, Sean, let's remind everybody about our clubs and coaches page on our website.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Clubs and coaches page is slowly filling up. If you are a club, if you are a coach, this puts you in direct contact with our listening audience for a very, very minimal price. And also, think about it this way. We're going to start randomly pulling clubs and coaches and doing little plugs on each one of our podcasts moving forward. We'll start that here very soon. But yeah, you can get online, go to our website, click on the little button up there on the clubs and coaches page, has the order form, the pricing and all that stuff there. It's definitely a good value. I mean, typically for a club or for a coach, you know, one or two people responding to that would more than pay for it. And then after that, it's all downhill from there. So check it out.
Absolutely. Hey, don't forget everyone, get signed up for the Dead Pair Blast December 4th through the 8th down at Vero Beach Clay Shooting Sports. We are going to have a cutoff on that. So get signed up. I know it looks expensive, but remember $100 is going back to the class and or back to class in the main, 200 bird main. So, and you know, people are, well, you know, I don't know if I'll have a chance to win that money. Yeah, you will. If you have a chance to place in the top three in your class, you can get in there and get some of that money. Going to talk to Brian about that too. We might switch that up a little bit. If we start getting a whole lot of people in that class, we may pay back more than three spots, but for right now, that money's divided first, second, and third place. But get signed up. Love to see everybody down there. It's a great time of year. End of the year, fun targets, great atmosphere, great club, great food, great people. Can't beat it.
No, absolutely. And Jason, you know what? I don't want to forget. We've got several tourney talks to get done. You mind if we go ahead and get that knocked out?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
It's tourney talk. Brought to you by Score Chaser.
Alrighty, the 2024 Connecticut State at Fairfield County Fish and Game is up August 24th and the 25th. Also, the 2025 Texas State Championship at the National Shooting Complex is up, and that is for May 13th through the 18th. Again, that's 2025. Also, looking forward to 2025 Shooters Championship at Meadows Clay Sports, May 29th through June the 1st. Again, that is 2025. You guys get up there, get signed up. You know, these things fill up fast.
Absolutely. One more quick thing here before we get to our guest, the Dead Pair Scoops. It's the first 2 weeks we ran Monday to Monday, but we are going to start doing like bi-weekly after big shoots. We'll announce it live from the show, but get over to our YouTube channel, like and subscribe. They'll let you know whenever we go live. But Monday nights, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. We'd love for you to join us. This is a chance for you to voice your opinions on things and ask questions. And it's a good time. It's a lot of fun. We cover a lot of stuff. So please join us for the Dead Pair Scoops.
Yeah, definitely way less formal than our podcast. This is more of a chat. You know, this is a discussion. This is a get around the bonfire, sit on the tailgate, and just kick back and shoot the breeze, right, Jason?
Yeah, for sure. Well, but, hey, yeah. Listen, one of our sponsors, RE Ranger, is doing like a collaboration, if you will, with Ball and Buck. And this is going to be interesting. I'll let him tell the story. We're going to get the CEO of Ball and Buck on here and talk to him about it. Sean, I'm kind of looking forward to this. Sounds like they got some cool stuff in the works.
Yeah, very interesting. I got on their website, looked around a little bit. They carry all kinds of stuff for wing and clay shooters. So interested to get on the phone and hear a little bit more about what happened and how this all got started.
Well, let's give Mark a call. And y'all stick around after that because we're going to have Anthony Materace on for questions for the coaches. But in the meantime, give us just a second and we'll get Mr. Mark on the phone.
Hey guys, Jason and I really love bringing this podcast to you week after week, but it does take a lot of time and a lot of resources to make it happen. And without these very special people, we couldn't do it on a week by week basis. Hey, Toby Tomplay, help these guys remember who they need to support.
Yes, sir. They can support Fiocchi USA, Elite Shotguns, Vero Beach Clay Shooting Sports, Score Chaser, Don Grant, Odo Pro Technologies, Rhino Chokes, RE Ranger, Taconic Distillery, and Atlas Trap Company.
All righty. Joining us on the phone now is Mark Bowman of Ball and Buck. Mark, how you doing this evening?
Doing well. How are you?
Really good.
Doing real good, Mark. This crazy sporting clays world, what do you think of all this, huh?
I love it. I love it. Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely not your golfer type, but I do like getting out there and hanging out with buddies and having a friendly competition. So this definitely fills that void for me. And we're super excited to officially be getting into that game from the product perspective pretty soon here.
Nice.
Well, Mark, tell everybody about that. First of all, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and your position at Ball and Buck.
So I'm the founder of Ball and Buck. I started this back in college over a decade ago. Originally, I'm from Georgia, Atlanta, where I grew up hunting, fishing, camping, hiking, clays. I shot in a clays league as a kid. Then I went to college up in the Northeast, and now I'm out in Colorado, but I've been living and breathing the sporting lifestyle for as long as I can remember. It's definitely shaped who I am, and it certainly shapes all the products we make for as Ball and Buck. The brand was really built out of a frustration with a lack of quality of products in the industry. I just remember purchasing products, and I'm pretty hard on things, and they were just falling apart. And then I'd go to get, you know, another one painstakingly, and I'd find, oh, they don't make that anymore, or it doesn't fit the same. So I said, you know, enough of this. I'm going to go start a line. And we started with shirts and added pants. And now we have a full head to toe line of ultra premium sporting goods, from wax jackets to leather belts to field pants to sporting clays vests and so on and so forth. So it's been an exciting journey, but for me, it's always been, you know, with a shotgun or a fly rod in hand. And that's really what the brand is all about.
Nice. Nice. All right, Mark. So you said you're an outdoorsman. So obviously you grew up hunting, fishing and all that fun stuff. So at this point in your life, what's your primary focus? I mean, what do you spend the most time doing?
So it's season dependent. Out in Colorado, you know, we just opened up turkey. So I'm about to go out and hopefully mm-hmm. get a wild Merriam's turkey on state land. Then it'll be into summer where I'll pick up a rod and hit the local streams. Fall, my first hunt of the year usually is actually down in Texas and right on the border in Brownsville, Texas, for the white-winged dove hunt opener. Then I move into quail chucker up here, grouse in the mountains, and then ducks. And that carries me kind of to the end of the season. So I do a lot of wing shooting, mm-hmm. And definitely keeping my arms moving by casting when the seasons are off.
Gotcha.
That's kind of my main thing.
Okay. And then as far as like the clay sports go, I mean, do you do any trap, skeet, sporting? What do you get involved in on that
all
side?
And I can. So I live in Gunnison. So actually, when I get down to Dallas Gun Club, that's where I'll shoot my clays, because we're kind of splitting time between here and Dallas. I shoot with John Calandra of Clay Shooter Supply and his dad and Shay Self and some Dallas shooters who are in the game a lot deeper than I am. But there's ever a chance to get behind a gun and break some clays, I'm doing it. So
I know you touched on Ball and Buck and how you got it started and what you carry. I was actually on your website a little bit earlier the other day and was taking a look at what you have. So it looks like you got plenty of clothing, like you said, shirts and hats and pants and stuff like that. You carry a little bit of the accessories. I saw some choke tubes on there. And obviously you're catering to both wing shooters and clay shooters. So, obviously this was a growing thing for you. You started off on the wing shooter side, but kind of worked into clays. Do you feel like you're going to continue to move in that direction moving forward? Or is it just something you're kind of wanting to get involved with to kind of broaden and expand what you're offering?
Yeah, no, we are. So we've been developing now for a couple years, what we would consider our take on the best competitive clays shooting vest, as well as a heritage-inspired version of a similar vest. So this will have, removable number plate clips on the back. It has Alcantara reinforcing on the shooting shoulder. It runs the full panel. It's got shell pockets on the front that zip out so you can just dump your empties easily when you lean over a trash bin. And pockets, towel loops, your pro clip on the side. So it's got all the features. But the idea is, and I spoke with a bunch of my kind of pro and semi-pro shooting friends, and they say, look, the Italians make some great vests, but the quality, can struggle. And the U.S. stuff just doesn't fit well. And so our kind of take is, look, let's bring in the quality and the fit, meld them together and make, the most badass clays best you can get. So that's in the pipeline. That'll be here this year, as well as with this upcoming collection and an exciting collaboration with Randolph Ranger, a shooting set with multi-lens pack and a clays jacket, made in USA clays jacket, which is a lightweight brushed cotton duck. So it's kind of a transitional weight jacket with big shell pockets. And again, that Alcantara, which is an Italian ultra suede product. They use it on like a race car steering wheel. So it's super abrasion resistant, but also has traction for the butt of your gun. And it just wears super hard. So there's definitely a lot of pieces to the collection that are coming together and we'll be launching, in weeks and then throughout the rest of this year. So it's certainly a category that we're addressing head on and wanting to build and fill the gaps with the Ball and Buck ethos of, make the best quality in the world and do it with intentionality.
Very cool.
So Mark, Ball and Buck is an American company. Is it all American made products or mostly?
It has been. Yeah. So we've made, we've made every single style that the company produces as a domestic made in U.S. We still make every single category of product in the U.S. And you can get some items that are sourced predominantly things that use a high performance Japanese textile. It's like our performance material. It's a stretch, breathable, wicking SPF 55. Those goods are made overseas, so we make the product overseas for those.
Okay.
As with most. However, if you're a made in USA guy, we've got you covered. So you want a shirt, right, you can get it. You want a jacket, you can get it. You want a baseball cap, you can get it. We make those in Dallas, Texas. So there's definitely that element of the brand that's been there from day one, where 100% of every style was made here in the U.S. And then consumers are kind of saying, look, I love my made in USA shirt. It's pricey. Like, I'd love to be able to still purchase and support your made in USA, but add more of your products into my wardrobe. So that was where it was, okay, let's see, how can we supplement this without sacrificing quality? And that's what we've done.
So the big news here that you kind of alluded to is you're doing a collaboration with one of our sponsors, RE Ranger. How did this come about? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
I can, yeah. So, well, first of all, one of the great American brands, right? Randolph Engineering, Ranger, military supplier since the 80s. We had a store in Boston earlier on in our company's, you know, life cycle, and partnered with Randolph and Ranger in a big capacity. And they had a whole store environment within our store. And so we got to know all the folks at their company quite well. And I would take a trip, you know, once or twice a year out to their facility in Randolph, Massachusetts, and see the line and sit with their team and work up interesting projects. So when we look for a partner like that, and it started way back when, many years ago, it's all about what are the values of the company and what's the quality. They have very aligned values to us in terms of an insistence on the best and best materials, best craftsmanship, and standing behind their product. So it was a no-brainer for us to partner with them back then. And over the years, we just stayed in touch. And it was, look, we're going to get into the clay space. And then you look at who is the best in the space. RE Ranger is the best in the space. And so we had the conversation with them a few years ago, fast forward to now, and we're about to roll out a product. Yeah, and it's an amazing collaboration. We took their edge frame and then put the acetate Windsor rim on it. So it has like this really cool tortoise inlay on the top of the glasses, as well as on the skull temple. And then it comes with our signature camo multi-lens set, you know, different lenses so you can swap them out depending on your use case. And it's just a great all-around shooting glass, and you have it for different light environments. And you know, we're super excited and we're super happy with how it came out. I mean, we couldn't be happier.
Gotcha. And you said once again, it was which lens frames are you guys carrying for this collaboration?
Yeah, so it's the Edge. So it's
the Edge. Okay.
It's in two sizes.
Okay.
Frame is the gunmetal. And then the lenses, you can use any Edge lens if you already have the frame.
Okay.
But it comes with the like HD, which is that rose kind of all around colorway, the deep purple for hot, you know, bright sunny, and then that pale yellow for low light night.
Gotcha. And is that all you're getting involved with for the moment, or do you have plans to maybe go a little deeper down the rabbit hole with this stuff, or?
Like, once you're in the hole, I think you always go deeper. Yeah, no, I think it's that's the dangerous part of this. I think we're gonna come out with this frame. It's their top selling frame, you know, of all time. It's their top selling lenses of all time. So in terms of addressing the most consumers, shooters, we wanted to start, you know, with the most iconic, right?
Gotcha.
Then it's okay. How does that do? Does it do great? Okay. What are people asking for? And then maybe we explore an additional frame set. Maybe we explore bringing, you know, a full shield style to market. But for us, it was always about what is the most iconic, what is the best selling style that the most people gravitate towards, and then how can we take that and infuse the ball and buck design ethos into that to create something that together is very special. And that's what we did.
Gotcha.
So I'm sure you guys, meaning Ball and Buck and Ranger, have discussed possible new projects. Is there anything you can hint to? Anything you can tease us with?
Well, I mean, the newest, latest, greatest is this collab frame that's coming out.
Beyond this.
Beyond this. Well, semi-related is we're working with Blazer to do their first ever F-16 20 gauge collaboration shotgun.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, very nice.
That'll be another dabble into this space. And a little inside hook on that is this will be the first shotgun they've ever done in the existence of the company where we've actually installed leather inlay on the stock.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Very cool look. And you'll see that in the images when this glass collaboration launches. We were shooting the gun as well. So it's a pretty cool kind of ran. That photo shoot was pretty amazing. We had Rachel, who's a competitive shooter from Blazer at Dallas Gun Club, with John Calandro, senior and or the third and the fourth to father son, and you know, the Randolph team all together shooting, you know, three great amazing brands in the shooting space coming together, breaking plays. I mean, it was really special.
Gotcha. Well, it definitely sounds like you're moving into the clay game, so to speak. So I imagine, and you don't have to talk on it right now, but I imagine you've got other things in the pipeline probably moving forward where you're going to expand a little more into the clay shooting arena. I would assume, at least. Am I wrong in that?
You're right in that. By the end of the year, I mean, from a kit perspective, we'll make and offer every essential piece of a clay kit.
Wow.
So we already make a performance vent bat. We have what's called our tech vent system, which is a small four-way stretch panel that's integrated under the armpit in the highest flex zone of your body when you raise your arms up with a gun. So it makes it very mobile and also breathable. So we make a shirt that takes a D3O shooting style insert if you need that. We'll have the clays jacket. We'll have the multiple clays vest. We'll have the shelf belt mounted shell pouch system. And then the Randolph, the shotgun. I mean, it's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of stuff. It's a major focus for us for 2024.
Gotcha. And was there, I mean, and again, I know you say you dabble in sporting clays. So to what level do you? Do you actually compete, you know, like in registered tournaments, or is most of what you do just, you know, weekend warrior type stuff out with your buddies?
Weekend warrior.
Okay. Gotcha.
As I told John yesterday, we work pretty closely with the Clay Shooter Supplies dudes. John is the owner of that. I said he's our competitive athlete shooter.
Gotcha.
I'm the supporter on the sidelines, making sure he has the best gear. Now, would I do it? I would do it. I mean, I shot league as a kid, trap and skeet league when I was 15, 16, you know, and did all the reloading with the hand loading mech, single stage, all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to college and now I have kids and, you know, reloading shotgun shells becomes lower on the totem pole when you have two.
Yes, it does.
18 months. But no, I think, will I get back into that more on a competitive basis? I'd say I probably would. And whenever I see John, we go shoot. And yeah, I mean, if you're really in the circuit and going, you know, to all the competitions, I mean, it's damn near a full-time job.
Yes.
If you want to do it well. So, and I don't like to have things. So I'm, you know, another rabbit hole that I could get lost in is that, but I won't rule it out for in the future. But today it's mostly just weekend warrior, you know, throw hand throws. There's a local range here in Gunnison, but I'm not on the circuit or anything like that today.
Gotcha. Well, all right. So we've covered all this stuff with Ranger. Very excited to see what you guys come out with. Where can people go? Let's give you a good plug here on your store and everything. Where can people go to check this stuff out? And give us a little bit of an info on your website and where else. Do you guys have physical stores or is it just all online?
Yeah. So we have a mix. So the website and the easiest place to see everything is ballandbuck.com. So that name, I'll give you the little story on the name, is actually in the Revolutionary War, George Washington told his troops to use the buck and ball method of loading their muskets, which was combining a musket ball and buckshot into a single shotgun style load to create a greater impact on target. And since we're such a integrated brand in the American made space, we took that name and made a revolutionary twist on that American tradition. But the name, so that's Ball and Buck is the name, we flipped it. But yeah, the website is great. And we're in premium hunting store gear stores, as well as sporting clubs. So Dallas Gun Club is about to bring in goods. So if, you know, people shoot from the Dallas area, they can go there. Ford Field and River down in Georgia, Mossy Pond Lodge, Pine Hill Plantation. So a lot of the foremost outfitters sell our gear because they're in the field 365. They need the best. And then stores that want to sell gear that has that premium edge and represents the best in the market, they'll sell it. So if you go to the site, you should be able to find a store, or you can go to the website, of course, and order stuff. Try it on. It fits true to size. Our tolerances on product to product, color to color, size to size is extremely tight. Many companies have a much looser tolerance. So you buy a medium in one shirt, a large in another. That is not how ours work. Once you fit your size, you know what you're going to be in anything we sell. And it's, you know, free shipping on the majority of stuff. So it's really easy to jump on your phone and just grab some stuff.
Nice.
Very cool. So, Mark, one last thing here. You had a little something special for our listeners.
Yes, I did. Yeah. So if any of your listeners want to get into the Ball and Buck brand and test the waters, they can go onto the site and get 15% off pretty much everything on the site using the code DEADPAIR, just like it sounds, all one word. And that would get them 15% off the majority of items on the site. So definitely worth trying stuff. And I can speak from my personal trust that they will not be disappointed. So definitely worth giving it a try.
Very cool. Well, we appreciate you doing that for everybody.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark. That was great of you.
Of course. Well, thanks for having me on.
No, it's been a pleasure. Obviously, we're very excited to see what comes out with you and Ranger. We'll be looking to see those new items hit the website. And again, we appreciate the time you spent with us. We wish you nothing but the best. And maybe hopefully one day down the road, we'll run into each other somewhere.
I look forward to it, and I'm sure it'll happen. Have a great rest of your night.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks,
take care.
Mark. We appreciate it.
All right, see y'all.
Bye. The Dead Pair.
Well, Sean, that was great hearing from Mark. Pretty exciting. He gave our listeners an opportunity there with 15% off everything on the site.
Yes, very nice of him. And obviously sounds like a company we can get behind, a lot of American-made products. And I think he's got the right idea of what he's trying to do with good quality items. Obviously, they're probably going to be a little pricier than your run-of-the-mill sporting goods store is going to carry. But, you know, you get what you pay for, as the argument always goes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, listen, Anthony's waiting. We got to get to him. We have a questions for coaches with him, so y'all hang in there. Cool. All right, the Clay Sasson from New Jersey, Anthony Matteritz. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Good. Yourself?
Good, good. Hey, listen, got two questions for you here from the listeners. John asks, he says, this concerns gun mount. My approach emphasizes mounting the gun to my face. I have little to no awareness of the gun in where it is in my shoulder. I don't feel the gun locked up into my shoulder. There is no recoil issue, so I have never paid attention. But I was wondering if I'm overlooking something that might make my gun mount more consistent.
I mean, I think the answer to his question is if you have no idea where the gun is in your shoulder, could you have a problem? Yeah, sure you could. You could be mounting it too high. You could be mounting it too low. You could be mounting it too far out on your arm. Now, can you mount in all those positions and not have recoil issues? Sure, definitely. I like to have my head on the stock. It doesn't have to be firmly on the stock. I'm not sure if he's referencing that as well, that he doesn't have any idea if his head's on the stock or not, but sounds like he's more talking about the pocket of the shoulder. You really want the gun, you know, between your collarbone and the kind of muscle on the side of your shoulder, you know, kind of that spot there, just to the right of your collarbone if you're right-handed. If you mount too low in your shoulder, you can have problems, and your gun's too low in your shoulder. Your eye and the barrel have to converge because you are mounting so low. Your barrel's pointing uphill. So, yeah, you could have some problems. I think you should at least have someone take a photo of you to see where the gun is and what you look at. The best way, here's what I tell everyone. Get a video of yourself shooting, mount the gun, set your phone up across the room, turn it on video, do it yourself at the house, mount in different positions, see what you look like. And then go onto YouTube and type in NSCA Super Squad National Championship and watch that for the last 2 years and see what those people look like. You're going to see a variety when you watch a YouTube video like that. You know, if you watch the NSCA Super Squad video, you're going to see a variety. You don't need to look like any one person, but you should look like the average. So I don't want you to look like the one person out of the 40. Okay. You know, if you watch 40 people on the Super Squad video and you go, that guy looks like me, that's not the guy I want you to look like. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I want you to look like the group. I want you to blend in. If we put a Team USA vest on you or sponsor vest on you and we sent you out there, I don't want your gun mount to look, stick out like a sore thumb. You know, if we didn't know who you were and we're watching the video at home, we shouldn't know that you're not a, you know, not on the Super Squad. That's how I, the best way I think, you know, to answer your question. You have to know what you look like, video yourself, have someone else video yourself, then watch some people that you know shoot well and compare them.
No, that makes total sense. Got another question here from Chad. And it says, techniques are like opinions and everyone has one. We've seen people like Wendell, who is a maintained shooter, and people like you or Ben Huswade win as a pull-away shooter. And then, of course, there's people like, you know, George Digweed and Brandon, who are swing-through shooters. What are your thoughts on that? And should someone be training all of them or pick just one and master it?
Great question. I think when you're starting off, you know, let's use the 100,000 shots scenario again. I think when you're starting off, you're better off with one base method, okay, that you should be using for 80% of your shooting, you know, as a base method. And then you add to that, you know, and as you get more experienced, you can add more tools. So when you look at technique, the very best shooters are doing a little bit of everything for the most part. Not all of them. Okay. Brandon Powell uses mainly swing through. Does he use all swing through? No. George Digweed uses mostly swing through. Does he use all swing through? No. He uses a few other things. Not much. Okay. I use a lot of techniques. Okay. My base is pull away because that's how I learned. But on a given course, I might shoot a third, a third, and a third swing through, a third pull away, and a third maintain. Partly because I just let that subconsciously happen during the competition. When you're learning, I think you should pick one until you've got that mastered, and you just use the others. Like say you decided you want to be a maintain lead shooter. Well, I think a really slow quartering bird is very easy to start on the back edge of the target. I think that's a better method than maintain lead on a slow quartering bird. So I would use that tool on that shot. You know, if you have a stalling crosser that's really slow at 45 yards, maybe you connect the gun on the front edge and use a pull away. But then you shot the rest of the course with a maintain lead. Okay. Or you get the gun and the bird together and use some form of a pull away, whether you insert a little bit ahead and stretch out, like I generally teach as a general philosophy. And you use that as your primary method, but sometimes you put the gun in front far enough to kill the bird because you didn't have enough time to move with the target. You had to get the gun in front and fire. So back to the question, at the end of the day, all methods work, contrary to what some people will tell you. All methods work. I would never criticize anyone's method. I feel like the key to methods working is gun speed. If the gun speed and the bird speed are synchronized through the shot and they're in balance together, you can make any method work. And I think there's advantages and disadvantages to all of them. I feel like when you're learning, try to use one as your base, though. Get a good grounding on that. You know, make sure you can... You know, you should be able to make it to master class with one base method and a few tools. Okay. Then if you wanted to add something, you can. When you look at certain situations where you say, all right, I had a really fast quartering bird with no time. Okay. Then you basically shoot a form of a maintain lead or you trap it. I had a really slow quartering bird that it's easy to shoot in front. Well, you can start on the back edge. I don't necessarily think of that as completely changing methods. I think that those methods that we chose to use on those two birds actually allow you to match the gun speed and the bird speed together better for that shot. Okay. So where everybody's screwed up, okay, with methods is the only thing that's different from one method to another method is where the barrel is started relative to the target. Okay.
So basically how the connection is established, is that what you're getting?
Yeah. So method is defined by where does the barrel start in relation to the bird, back of it, front edge of it and stretch out, or a little bit in front of it and stretch out, or stick the gun out ahead of the target and be in the right spot and match the speed as you're engaging it. So method is always defined by the starting point of the barrel in relation to the target. But that really has nothing to do with executing a good shot. Executing a good shot is based upon the synchronization of the gun and the bird together. Okay, so I can execute a good shot if I synchronize the gun and the bird together with most methods. So, you know, when someone talks about this method is good or this method is bad, why? Okay, you know, what's the reason? Okay, because if it's not related to gun speed, okay, then it's not a reason. Okay,
yeah,
because the starting point of the barrel doesn't really affect that much. It's the synchronization of the gun and the bird. Now, certain methods are more predisposed to create excess gun speed. So if you start the gun behind the bird and you have a really fast bird, could you be further out of sync for the average Joe and just slinging at the bird? Sure, he could. Okay. But then the problem is his gun speed, not theoretically the method. Okay. So he's just more predisposed to have an erratic gun if the gun starts behind the bird. So I think, you know, slightly off topic with that, but it has to really get, you know, you can't quite answer the question fully if the person, our listeners, don't fully understand the context of what they're trying to learn about. Yeah. So yes, you should use one method as a base and add to that, and you could add more to that over time as you become more experienced.
That makes sense. No, that was an awesome answer, Anthony. Appreciate it very much, and appreciate you answering a few questions for these listeners. I know they appreciate it. So,
good deal.
Well, thank you very much, and we'll talk soon, buddy.
Yep. Take care, guys. I'll see you probably at the some of you at the Jack Links, I guess, maybe.
Yes, sir. We'll be there for sure.
You betcha.
Take care.
See you, bye.
See ya. The Dead Pair.
Man. It's like, what's Jake call? What's Jake call Anthony?
Sporting Clay's Jesus.
Yes. There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
That man is very knowledgeable.
No doubt. Always good to hear from Anthony, and always got something good to say that people can learn from.
Absolutely. Well, Sean, where are we at with the Dead Pair Challenge? Last time I talked to you, you had just taken someone new out. Have you got anybody else going yet?
Yeah, I've still got, actually, believe it or not, I've got two or three people lined up ready to go. Right now, I'm fighting the weather and also their schedules. I think things are finally starting to break now, so I'm going to be able to get a few of these guys out, and I'll hopefully be able to take some pics and post it on our Dead Pair Facebook page. And hopefully you're able to do the same.
Yeah, speaking of which, if you go over to my Facebook page, Ben sent some pictures. He took his wife and daughter, and then he's got another group of five that he took out. This is awesome.
Heck yeah.
Post it on our Dead Pair public group page, though, folks. I mean, let everybody see it. I think it's really cool. I think it's neat. I've got a lot of private messages from people that have taken people out shooting, and they're buying guns and getting into the sport, and some of them are even shooting registered now, so that's awesome.
Yeah, that's a great thing. And hey, I want to touch on something else for all our listeners out there. If you guys enjoy our podcast and really like listening to it week after week, be kind and leave us a good review on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate that. It helps us out in the rankings. A lot of other things are tied into that. But yeah, it's real quick. Take 5 minutes of your time. Go over to Apple Podcasts. Leave us a nice review. And we would really, really appreciate that. Just helps the show keep going and making it better.
Absolutely. And plus it helps us in rankings and stuff too. So, and that's good for our sponsors, right? That's what's most important.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, well, Sean, this has been awesome, man. A little shorter episode this week, but hey, that's all right.
No.
We got lots of more big stuff coming, so we're excited to bring it to y'all. Don't hesitate to write to us, especially if you have questions for the coaches. You know, we have special guest coaches like Anthony on. We've got plenty more coming up. So please write to us. Give us those questions for the coaches. Also, if there's anything in particular that we haven't covered or we haven't started to cover, write to us. Let us know. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, definitely. And also, not to beat a dead horse, but we say it every week. Take somebody new shooting. Get a gun in their hand. Go out there, show them what this game's all about. Find a place. Find a charity shoot. Find a local club. Heck, go in your backyard with a hand thrower. Just get some fun going with the people that might be interested in this. You just never know what might happen.
No, hand thrower, really?
Hey, I'm just saying.
You're on the phone.
Bare minimum.
No. You're on the phone with an Atlas Traps dealer. You give me a call.
I knew I was going to get grief for that.
And I will fix you right up, yes. That's 614-949-6121. Atlas Traps, Rainier Clay Bots, Modular Tower Systems. Give me a call. I'll help you out.
Yep,
don't be out there with no hand thrower.
Absolutely. And when you get to that point, that's the guy you call. But I'm just saying, bare minimum, get something going and put some birds in the air some way, somehow. And let people shoot at them. It's always a great time. So
hand thrower. All right, Mr. Alley. I've had enough of your tomfoolery. Until next week, my friend.
All right. We'll see y'all back here on the Dead Pair Podcast.
We'll see you next time on the Dead Pair Podcast.
The Dead Pair.
The Dead Pair Podcast is brought to you by Elite Shotguns and Vero Beach Clay Shooting Sports and is fueled by Fiocchi USA. The Dead Pair theme song was written, arranged, and produced by Toby Tomplay. Big thanks to the following sponsors: RE Ranger, Odo Pro Technologies, Rhino Chokes, Don Grant, Score Chaser, Taconic Distillery, and Atlas Trap Company.